Hello, beautiful. This is Jennifer Hadley, and our prayer for today is for pure peace. Peace of mind, peace of heart, peace in the land, peace in the sky. Yes. So we place our hand on our heart, and we know that the storms of life are dwindling. Yes. And we are cultivating that peace of mind, that peace of heart, that allows us to know the truth that sets us free. We're remembering our true identity. So with our hand on our heart, we give great thanks that we can and we do choose to partner up with the higher Holy Spirit self and remember our true identity and the true identity of our brothers and sisters, knowing for ourselves perfect peace, pure peace, and safety. God is our safety. Love is our safety. Love is our safe passage. So regardless of what storms there are in life, we know that right where we are is holy ground, and God is always with us. We are with God. This is the truth of our life, that our life is the life of God. Our hands are the hands of God. Our mind is the mind of God. And we are awake and aware to the divine opportunities that are flowing through our life to choose love, to choose peace, and to remember the truth. We are so very grateful to open our hearts and minds to the healing, the expansion, the clarity that true love affords us. We are grateful and thankful to surrender any sense of lack, any sense of limitation. We're claiming our freedom in the light right now. We choose our freedom in the light. The light of wisdom, the light of pure awareness is dawning in our minds, and this is our freedom road. We are grateful and thankful to know the grace of God is awakened alive in us, through us, and around us. So we are in every moment divinely guided, guarded, and protected by love. And we are grateful, so grateful to cultivate the habits of love in our walk of peace, pure peace, revealing itself in, through, and around us. So grateful to share the benefits with everyone all over the world because we are one with them. No matter what storms there are, we are holding to peace in our mind, and we are grateful to know the peace now for ourselves, our brothers and sisters, for Mother Earth, and for all beings, because we're one with them. In grace and gratitude, we let it be, and so it is. Amen. Amen, amen, amen. Yes. Yes, yes, yes. Just holding in our hearts and minds all the people affected by the storms on the east coast of the United States, and making prayers for them all day, and just knowing that everyone who's affected has the same peace that we do. And I'm telling you, this experience of this storm has inspired me to offer a free call this week on Friday, From Fear to Freedom. Yes, turning fear into freedom. How cool is that? That was the inspiration that came through. So I'm doing a bonus call, a free bonus call on Friday. And then we've got this self-sabotage, healing the habits of self-sabotage workshop on Saturday on the phone. On the phone, on the internet. We're getting so good at accessing these things electronically, aren't we? More to come, more to come. And of course, Finding Freedom starts a week from tomorrow, November 7th. My 7-week Spiritual Boot Camp class. This is the last one this year. And if you're interested in being in Masterful Living next year, you don't have to take this, but you'll be so glad you did. So I'm inviting you to get in, be in it to win it. What is there to win? Your freedom, my friends. Finding Freedom starts November 7th. Good stuff, free stuff, all for you. I love you. Have a great day, knowing pure peace is all that you are and all that you ever will be. I love you.